There you are. Wow. I was going to say, when was the last time the both men's and women's basketball teams lost to Texas? But it hadn't been that long ago. I mean, you know, I guess 5 years, 4 years for the women. But
Well, the women hadn't lost in 11 tries. So, yeah.
All right. Well, if you're Prince Charles, this is bad news.
What, you're married to Camilla? Still.
No.
Oh, no.
I mean, that too. Yeah. But according to a new book called Elizabeth the Queen, Her Majesty reportedly told her cousin she'll never retire unless I get Alzheimer's or have a stroke.
Huh.
So,
well,
I'm not turning it over to my no good son.
Well, what does she have to do? I mean, you know, dress up every once in a while and wave to the crowd.
Find a different hat to wear.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
not sure. Just,
why retire?
Just letting you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that she's pretty much telling us that.
Yeah, well.
In a search for new revenue streams, Jersey legislators have voted in favor of a bill to legalize sports betting. And Chris Christie, the governor there, says he'll sign it.
You can't do sports betting in New Jersey?
You cannot do sports betting in New Jersey.
Interesting. So I guess they don't have sports books at your
casinos. They will now. Federal authorities will likely sue to stop New Jersey, citing a law passed back in 1992 that allows only the states of Delaware, Montana, Nevada, and Oregon to have legal sports betting. Why Montana? One of these doesn't belong.
Uh-huh.
It's Delaware, Montana, Nevada, and Oregon. The New Jersey board measure would allow states' residents to bet on football, basketball, and baseball, and other professional or college sports games. Bets would be placed at the Atlantic City casinos and at the state's four horse track races. Yeah, where the ladies are there smoking their unfiltered cigarettes and pulling the handles already on the slot machine. That's all right. Anyway, it would not include New Jersey-based college teams, however. So you can't vote on
Princeton?
Yeah. Yeah, boy, that Princeton football bet, you know, you never know where the line's going to be on that. Wow, Princeton's playing Penn this week. Wow, what's the line? Anyway, so they're looking to do that. Okay, going to throw a few numbers at you, but it's disquieting. It's bothersome. We'll put it this way.
Okay.
40% of children age 18 to 39 are living at home.
Say that again a little bit slower.
I will. 40% of children 18 to 39 are living at home.
These are post high school and post college.
Yeah,
kids. Ostensibly.
One would think. Yeah.
Yes, right.
78% of the boomer women who answered this survey say their adult child had moved home for economic reasons and not as a temporary way station while seeking their first job. More than half, 55%, are 26 years or older. And a full 28% are 30 or older. Again, that's a lot of numbers, but the bottom line is children 18 to 39 of that group, 40% of them living at home.
I've said this before. If you ever hear that I have moved back in with either of my parents, my parents are divorced.
Yeah.
If you ever hear that I have, rest assured, I have hit rock bottom.
Because the kids are sleeping in the car, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Among the adult children living at home for economic reasons, most of them are actually employed.
Well, excuse me, are they underemployed?
Well, there. A full 55% have a job, but they cannot afford their own living expenses. Again, maybe we need to take a look at what those living expenses are, but I'm just saying. 25% fit the traditional boomerang stereotype. That'd be your college graduate who can't find a job. 12% have lost the job that they had.
Uh-huh.
So there you are. And you know, for the parents' part on this deal, 71% of them say it's making it harder for them to achieve their own personal goals.
You think?
Uh-huh. 65% say it diminished their discretionary income. And 42% say it's negatively impacted their marriage. So the nest is actually full a little longer. 57% of boomer moms expect those back-to-back kiddos or back-to-home kiddos to remain for at least another year.
There you are. Just the truth.
Hello? Wait. Start again. Go ahead. Say again.
I said I must live in a very different world because I must have 1,000 acquaintances, and I don't know a single person that has their adult children living at home.
I understand. Again, I don't know where the survey was taken, but I know that it is more prevalent, and we had talked about the song called Captain Jack, if you remember that from Bobby Joel, and if you're Billy Joel, if you're as old as Tom and I are, you remember the song. And the song originally was, "You're 21 and your mom still makes your bed, and that's wrong." Now when he goes out on tour, he sings it and says, "You're 31. Uh-huh. And your mom still makes your bed, and that's wrong." So, I mean,
well, now he can go up to 39.
Yeah, he's changed the lyrics of the song.
Or just go ahead and say 41.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. That might not rhyme with the next verse.
To fit reality. Yeah. All right. Oh, you know what we forgot to do yesterday? We forgot to play Jethro Trivia.
Oh, my goodness.
So we have two installments
today. A double
today.
Dose today,
yes,
huh?
We do.
Yeah.
Yes,
right.
We do. It's Jethro Trivia.
I'm excited.
It's our pop culture and recent current events fun spot. So today's topic is China.
Oh, the country or the dishes?
It'd be country.
Oh, okay.
Be the country.
Good.
China is considering easing the burden on consumers by reducing the cost of what? Is it A, buying a TV, B, going to the movies, C, taking the bullet train, or D, eating a hot dog? Once again, China considering easing the burden on consumers by reducing the cost of buying a TV, going to the movies, taking the bullet train, or eating a hot dog. Tom, you'll go first.
B,
that's going to the movies. And Chase?
Agree.
Yes, it is. It's B.
There we go.
After years of consumer complaints over high and wide-ranging costs, the Chinese government wants to cap movie ticket prices and increase the number of matinees. Well, now, if you do that, all the salespeople... Oh, I'm sorry. okay.
Here comes the phone call.
There we go. Yeah, there yeah. We go. Got that going. So there you are. A Florida woman allegedly struck her husband on the head with a claw hammer.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah.
Ooh,
he must have said something real bad.
Yeah. No. You know what he was doing?
Uh-oh.
He was watching Judge Judy.
What?
Janet Knowles, age 62, hates when her husband Larry watches Judge Judy. And it says here,
yeah,
and when she
got the hots for Judge Judy.
And when she caught him doing it, like what? It's not like he was making crack or something. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she caught him watching. She went ballistic.
I should say so.
Yeah, hubby sitting in the recliner when the woman allegedly struck him twice on the head. Suffered large cuts and on his head and also on his forearm. She's locked up in the Palm Beach County Jail on $10,000 bond.
Well,
don't you know the producers are trying to get them on the show?
Oh,
don't you know? Oh, that'd be great.
This is newsworthy.
Hang on.
Go ahead. Yeah. Chase, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say, in Palm Beach County, Florida is on cops a lot, so maybe we'll get a double dose and they'll be on cops too.
That'd be outstanding. Hello?
Hello, how are you this morning?
Well, we're doing well.
That's good. Hey, do you know if China's lowering the cost for those that go to the movies only to get popcorn?